I try to cut the guy some slack because, you know, I do complain about him when I see him in trailers. And then I watch the movie, it's like, already wasn't that bad. So I don't really know why I'm so hesitant to get on the Channing Tatum train.
Yeah, he's good in everything, dude.
Yeah, he really is. I should just jump on.
Yeah, he's funny, and he can be serious. And God damn it, is he good looking?
He is very pretty. But can he be serious, though? I don't know if I've seen him in anything serious yet.
He can be serious.
Or Magic Mike, that was serious, but I never saw that. But that was supposed to be a drama, right?
Yes. So, like, the first one... yeah, sort of. Like, the first one
you
is
were
pretty...
picking that those words very carefully.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... It's hard to say it's a drama, but it has some pretty serious stuff in it. And, like... I don't know. It's I would say he's a little.
It's not all ass shaving and push-ups like I'm imagining.
No, it's not. Okay. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Children of the Atoms.
Welcome to the Children of the Atoms podcast with your hosts
Matt, not a Twitter bot, Siemens.
Yeah, there's only one foot in the sand, and it's. And Matthew McConaughey's, you know.
Can you dig it? Aaron Delosa, timey-wimey motherfucker.
The Fly, personally, for me, stands out as a romance.
Can you dig it?
And camera. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, shit, memory card set in.
Oh, false shit, start. Stop.
Just leave the audio going, it's fine.
Yeah, at least that's, you know, wicked easy to cut.
Yeah. I'll be able to do that shit pretty easily, I'm sure. All right, for real this time. You ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. All right. Ugh, what a little snappy way to start off. Almost the instant we got done recording the last podcast, we got a trailer for Thor Ragnarok out of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like, oh, hey, here's one.
Right. Yeah. It was like, as soon as we hit record, it's just like clicks. Like, holy shit. We guess yeah. We should have waited like 5 minutes. But
yeah.
Man, what a trailer.
Oh, my God. Super stoked for that movie. Super
right?
Stoked. Yeah. It's the Zeppelin,
Do you think it's fair some of the bashing it's getting? Like, everybody's saying it's kind of biting the Guardian style a bit?
Oh, well, of course it is a little bit. But I think that's more, it's a combination of that and the director.
Right.
Like, I feel like it's kind of his style, you know? Like
it's definitely his style, yeah.
But, oh my God, it looks so awesome.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's straight out of Heavy Metal magazine. Might as well be.
It really
saying,
is.
You know?
Yeah. But you throw in, the, you know, the Hulk and Gladiator armor and all that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I love the fact that Thor's reaction was pretty much everyone's reaction.
Right.
Like, just, yes!
It's basically like he almost just wanted to run up and give the Hulk a hug, but, you know.
Right, but then, you know, you're going to get your ass kicked, so.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, it almost has to have a bit of the Guardians flair to it, because it is a deep space movie, this one. It's not just, you know,
yeah,
Thor bouncing
to...
around a couple of the realms. I mean, he is really going to be, like, the fuck out there, like, in this one.
Yeah, they're, it looks to me like they're really pushing, like, the space is really weird and, you know, bright and fun and, like,
right?
You know. Because I mean, who knows where they're going with like Thanos and Infinity War, and like, I mean, it could be Infinity War, it could be not war, but like Thanos War, the comics, that
right,
you know, it could be really weird. Like, I don't know where they're going with it. It's kind of cool, so I'm looking forward to it big time.
I think one thing they could do that probably wouldn't require a whole lot of the known Marvel actors is after they established Thanos, if they had to, they could go back and do like a quick, maybe like, you know, just a movie that covered the Thanos Rising run they did that showed him, you know, from birth to what he became, the Thanos Rising.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
if they
yeah.
Did, if they did a movie based on that, like, you know what I mean, just as like a time filler in between, you know, like Avengers 8 and 9 or something like that. Well, it all depends, too, like, what happens to Thanos in Infinity War, because Zoe Saldana, in an interview, kind of let leak, like, you know, she called Avengers 4 Gauntlet, so everybody's jumping on, they think Avengers 4 is
Gauntlet. Yeah, but then,
like,
James Gunn came back
Gauntlet.
And said, you know, it's not Gauntlet.
Right.
But so, it could be Gauntlet.
But the fact that, well, but the fact like, that he plural. Came back and says that, like, does that automatically give you the butthole pucker, like, they're going to have Thanos be a one-and-done villain like everybody else, like the Marvel curse?
Well, I mean... I don't think he's going to be one and done. He's gonna be in two movies. And like the first one's really gonna be about him.
Yeah.
What do you do with him? Like, are you gonna make him go to a farm? Right. I mean, is he gonna go off to the farm like an old guy?
Infinity War essentially, like, it should end with him getting the gauntlet and just, you know, maybe he does the Spider-Man snap your fingers thing and everybody just dies, essentially.
Yeah.
And then the next movie would be like Thanos Imperative or the New Avengers or something. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. You know, I don't know. There's so many places they could go, and like, there's so much material that
You don't know. Yeah, I have no fucking clue where they're going with this.
and then they just said that Adam is going to be used for Guardians 3.
Yeah.
So
he is. He's referenced in one of the four or five post credit scenes.
Yeah.
The Guardian. They have four that did all the pre screens, but Gunn was going to throw in a fifth one. For
there
everybody
is five.
Else, it's a treat. He's going to put in an extra one for the movie when it actually comes out for audiences. So that way, there's going to be one that's not going to be spoiled by anybody.
Oh, no, haven't you? No, there's five. I already read the five.
All five are already out?
Well, not out, but what they are, yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
So, but Adam Warlock is teased in one for sure.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Spoiler alert, yeah.
what are the other four? Do you know?
Do you want me to spoil them?
I mean, I'm going to see the movie anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to get up and leave. Like, I still want to see what you're going to tell me. So, yeah, spoilers, everybody.
Oh, my God.
The Guardians 2.
Everyone's going to shut this off. You're going to be like, you asshole.
Okay, well, you just tell me. You just tell me later, then.
I can tell you. Everyone just, like, you know, fast forward or whatever. Okay, so.
Go forward, like, 90 seconds, and then he'll be
Yeah, probably 90, maybe longer. I don't know. So, one of them is the him cocoon. And that's with, like, the main cocoon. Villain. Then you have Teenage Groot. Then you have Sylvester Stallone in the old group, the old Guardians of the Galaxy.
No way.
Yeah, and a bunch of different old Guardians of the Galaxy with like Ving Rhames and like fucking Miley Cyrus and shit.
She's mainframe though, right?
Yeah, she's mainframe.
But they're already a team just sitting together like hanging out somewhere?
Yeah, they're like discussing something. I think maybe it's because of the other big spoiler, but I don't want to say that one. How many am I to? Is that three, four?
Something like that. Yeah, just one more. Okay. Keep it under 90 seconds for the
Okay,
one.
So the last one is the best one. It is Stan Lee as a watcher. And
get
he explains that every single thing that he's ever been in, he's actually a watcher. Yeah. That's
awesome.
One.
So they finally connected the big Stan Lee dots to make him a watcher.
All the
I love it.
And so Stan Lee is explaining to these other watchers all of his adventures on Earth.
Right.
So
like there's this one magic guy with a shield and another guy.
Right.
He's just telling
like
these
that,
stories.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got them all, but I don't know.
Well, I'm excited for the one you're holding back. Okay, everybody, we're going to stop talking about him now. Thanks for putting up with that. Matt didn't reveal them all, just a couple. He kept one.
Missed one, yeah.
He kept one as a very special dessert because I think he might feel bad because the weight of this post-credit scene is going to be something I'm going to have to see for myself. So I'm going to have to avoid spoilers online for once.
Yeah, I don't know if that you're going to do that. The whole plot's
a couple more weeks.
Too. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, man. I'm really trying.
I couldn't resist today. I was like, oh, I'll read it all.
It happens because you're just sitting there and everybody's talking about it. You're like, well, I might as well see what's going on with it. You know, but it's not like there's nothing you could read possibly that you're like, well, I'm not seeing that shit. You know
oh,
I mean?
My God. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. And sometimes I like spoilers because I can actually like focus on characters and stuff when I'm
right.
When I kind of know the plot.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's good to know spoilers. But other times if you do want to be surprised, okay, go and surprise. But then like you'll most likely either want to watch it again or you miss stuff.
Right.
You know, so, I don't know. It's scientifically proven that spoilers help you with your experience.
I've seen Guardians 1 at least, you know, 15 times on DVD, but I backed up today on Blu-ray just to catch the post-credits to Howard the Duck because, you know, I just wanted to see it again.
Did you find that Easter egg yet? That
no.
last Easter egg?
Nobody has, apparently. Gunn said someone's gotten close, but he won't confirm which fan there is close, obviously, so.
Yeah, I don't think there is one. I think he's just dicking people around.
What about Nathan Fillion being Mr. Wonderful?
Oh, that one, that one I think is just a cameo type thing.
Is he actually in the movie as Mr. Wonderful, or was that just like that Instagram picture he shared and like?
No,
a
that's not in
tease.
The movie.
That's not
like
in the movie.
He's just like a poster or some background thing.
But he is
I believe so, yeah.
So he's in the movie, but he's not in the movie.
Right, so he's actually playing the actor who plays, like, he's the Wonder Man guy.
Right, yeah,
the
yeah,
actor. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, it's crazy.
Yeah, he posted a picture on his Instagram, like, in a full, like, caveman almost getup, but he was sitting in the pilot seat of the Milano, Filion did.
Yeah, I think he's just got too much free time and too many fans, and he just, you know, he's just like, yeah, I'm going to do this today.
Yeah, I'm just going to wander around and just wear whatever costume I want and see what happens.
Yeah, why not? Wouldn't you do that? I mean, come on. Yeah. You get like 15 million fans on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and you're just going to be like, I'm going to make people talk about me today.
I mean, you're Mal Reynolds and the Green Lantern, so.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Guardians, apparently Guardians 2 only takes place a couple of months after Guardians 1 to further convolute the timeline a bit. But Gunn revealed, like, almost today, practically, that in between Guardians 2 and 3, 4 years will have lapsed. That way, Guardians 3 takes place after Infinity War. Plus, I mean, you know, I think that means it'll take a couple of years for Groot to go from teen Groot, you know what I mean, from baby Groot in Guardians 2 to, you know, adult Groot, what we need him to be for Infinity Wars.
Yeah, and Gunn is, like, producing, or helping produce Infinity Wars, and he's been very involved, I guess, and, you know, so he's trying to make sure that his characters come out where he wants them for Guardians 3.
To make sure they're protected, basically, right?
Yeah, protect them, and then, like, you know, anything he, you know, any scripting he does, he has for ideas he has, he wants them to match up so he doesn't have to change stuff.
Yeah.
So, because, like, apparently, like, Ego, they didn't even have the rights to Ego. And
was that a Sony? Did Sony have that?
It was in the exchange for the Deadpool Negasonic Warhead.
Wow! Change. So they got it from Fox.
Yeah, so they got it from Fox, but they didn't. He didn't even have it at the time when everything was like greenlit. You know, and like everything was good to go, and like oh, they're gonna have Ego, and he wrote the script and had everything, you know, ready to go, but. They actually made...
Maybe they had another script, like, locked up somewhere with Adam Warlock as Peter Quill's father.
Yeah, maybe,
In case they couldn't get Ego, it's like, all right, fuck, let's go to this one.
I don't know, it's a pretty big change, though. Reading the plot, I'm like, I don't know how they would have done that, but...
Oh, so you've read the full plot of the movie,
too? I read the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I couldn't resist today, it was bad.
So when you get 15 minutes to yourself, what do? You just start looking up movies.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're reading news about it, and you're like, oh, well, I wonder what they're going to do. And so you start reading about things, and you're like, you just go down that hole, man. And
yep, I get
you
it.
Just follow it, you're like, okay, I guess I'll look at the plot.
Yeah, might as well. Speaking of plot, I don't know if you had a chance to do a little bit more reading into this, but have you seen what they're doing with the timeline for Spider-Man?
Yeah, a little bit,
as he fits into Marvel?
Yeah. Well, I think they're keeping it separate, you know?
As separate as they can, but, I mean, it's going to be pretty time jumpy.
Well, yeah, but you think, like, I think a lot of these solo films, if they're not actually part of the Thanos thing, they're keeping them separate and far away. Like, Black Panther's probably going to happen, like, you know, like a month after Civil War. Or even maybe it happens before Civil War. Who freaking knows, you know? Like, actually, you know what? I did read something today that they had Claw, and he had both of his arms.
So it's both before and after then, probably.
Right, so it's probably dealing with Claw stealing the vibranium and that whole issue and, like, having that thing happen.
Right, okay.
So, like, they are trying to keep these separate movies, these singular movies that are introducing characters or making enriching characters.
Right.
And making them separate from their main big... storyline, because it'll just cause a huge effing problem, you know, like, well, why is
absolutely.
This person doing this person, you know, that helping this, and, you know,
I mean, for
to
comic book fans, it isn't really, you know, getting fucky time jumps like this. It's something they do all the time, so we'll be okay, but I mean, they're gonna have to have somebody specifically state, like, oh my god, do you believe it's Tuesday, January 9th, 2017, right, you know what I mean, like, in whatever movie they're in, so people are like, oh, that's when they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're going to need something like that. Or just basically, like, you know, like a John Hughes movie, 1987. You know, throw it up on the screen real quick for a couple of seconds so let everybody see it and then take it away.
Yeah, I mean, they might, you know.
Yeah.
Or, like, there'll be, like, after after this certain incident or after this happens, you know, something like that.
Like, I just got done defeating Thanos last week, and now here I am doing this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, you remember when everyone, half of the world just died? You right. remember that?
Wasn't that terrible?
Oh, God. Massive Man. Genocide. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be fucking insane. I can't even, man, I feel like we talk about it a lot, but really, like, it's something never thought we'd see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do talk about it a lot. But
I
think that's part of the fact that they're constantly leaking stuff but not leaking it. They don't right. they don't give you any information. They're like,
right.
they had all these reporters go and they gave them all the info on the next movies, but it wasn't anything. It was just like, here's some concept art of Thanos.
Right.
You know, they're like not giving them anything, but then they have to go write 10 stories for it because of the constant media, you know.
Always has to churn, man.
Oh, God.
It's always got to churn.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of constant churn, Kevin Feige had said that after Phase 3, Marvel isn't going to group their movies together in phases anymore. So I'm guessing it'll still be basically phases. They're just not going to call them phases.
Yeah, I think there's air quotes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what
it's
I
big,
did.
Big fat air quotes. Little, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we won't call them phases, but they'll be more like, I don't know, what do you call them?
Secret Wars or, you know like the Skrull Saga. Or, you know,
yeah, sagas. Shit, yeah, whatever. Saga. Oh, my God.
Saga would be pretty good. That'd be all right. Because then you could sound really uppity as a comic book fan and be like, oh, I only like this saga compared to that saga.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with, like, they're having so much, they're having so much melding of all their properties. Like, everything is going to be, they might actually end up being almost like a reset to, not a reset, but they'll have, like, okay, they're going to have a space saga. So they're going to have three films that connect a space story and three films that connect just an Earth story, you know, boots on the ground, kind of like New York.
Right. Avengers 1 through 4 was Tony Stark as, you know, RDJ, and then, you know, the great epic space saga, you know, would be whatever the next actor is, and then and so on.
I think they're going to have Peter Quill be pretty important, judging from the synopsis of the plot.
Of Infinity War?
No, of Guardians 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's
It's almost all basically about daddy issues, right? Like, with him?
Yeah. Well, God, I want to talk about it so bad.
No,
we only got a week. We got a week, though. We got a week. But then we have to wait everybody. Then, too, yeah. So, like, we got 2 weeks. We have to talk about it.
Right. Yeah, we got to put up, because it comes out in the UK, like, this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's already been out.
Yeah, because they get it 2 weeks. Or, Asia oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. Yeah, so spoilers are going to be everywhere, so we got to do our best.
Yeah, it's such a shame.
Yeah, but another surprise that dropped almost the day we got done recording the last show, Josh Brolin, as Cable,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of perfect, but what the fuck?
It is. What the fuck?
Do you remember hearing his name once, like, at all, Brad?
Not even a little bit.
No. Yeah, it wasn't even the faintest whisper of it at all, was there?
No, that's what's awesome about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's busy. He's probably going to be really busy doing Thanos, you know?
So
Thanos.
Busy doing that.
No, he's like, no, fuck it. I'll just do Cable.
Right. Well, maybe the Thanos stuff, like, maybe they'll actually need him on set. Like, a lot of his stuff would be, you know, like the green screen kind of stuff. But, I mean, I guess he'd still have to be there, or maybe he can do all his part. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, because Deadpool 2 has not
They haven't started filming yet, right? Oh, my God. Everybody, we're all just assuming, but it's going to be like, His underlings just chasing down the stones for him, basically.
Maybe. Damn. No, they have.
It'll be like the end of Deathly Hallows Part 1. He just holds the gauntlet in the air, and like a beam flies out, like when Voldemort did with the Elder Wand.
Yeah. Oh, I did. The other day, just watched the Order of the Phoenix again. Man, that's so good. That Dumbledore and Voldemort fight. So awesome.
Right. Yeah.
So awesome.
Well, thanks for bringing up Dumbledore. Another thing that happened, we got ourselves a pretty handsome Dumbledore in the form of Jude Law.
We sure do. Yeah.
I mean, if there's anyone who's charming enough to counteract the scum that comes with one Jonathan Depp, I think Jude Law is bringing that.
Yeah, but you know there's going to be a makeout scene now.
Good.
It's got to be a makeout scene.
Yeah. Well, but isn't that the whole point? That, like, this, like, wasn't... It was an unrequited love, right? That
so it's going to be a very, you know,
So Jude Law is just going to be heartbroken and weepy a lot.
Yeah. My wife is, like, very upset.
He looks really sad when he cries, man. Like, It, like watching him cry, like next to like Ewan McGregor, who would also be weepy. I don't know if there'd be anything sadder, man.
Yeah, it's true.
They got giant eyes. They just well up.
But my wife's like, he better do Dumbledore justice. God damn it. She's so,
I mean, he was Johnny Gigolo.
She's very apprehensive about Jude Law being Dumbledore.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she more apprehensive about Depp as Grindelwald? Or, I mean, because he's generally, you know,
well, no,
it's easy to dislike him, so it's okay. You know, right, like, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, Dumbledore is one of her personal faves, and, you know, a lot, it's a huge role. It's iconic role played by two iconic actors, and he's got to play the younger one that, I hope he does a great job. I mean, he was a great Watson, you know, and he's been good, like, in a lot of the stuff he's been doing lately, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good to see this story unfold, though, too.
I hope he grows a beard and they don't wait, you know what I mean? And they don't just put a fake beard on him. Like, he better be growing his hair and beard now for the next couple of movies.
So
then
he can just do extensions and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, if that looks bad, just a fake beard looks bad.
It's going to take me right out. I'm not going to be able to lock in.
Just because, like, you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, it's just if it's just that fake, like that off. It's like watching the fucking Flash again. Their first show back, they were on their month hiatus. Their first show back, Tom Cavanaugh directed it. He plays Reverse Flash, Harrison Wells, on the show. But he directed this episode. I feel like it was the first actual episode of The Flash like we've had this season. It was so good. But Barry went to the future, and the future suit they set on The Flash, it shits all over the DC one. I mean, it shits on it so hard. It's so great. Did you see it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to find you a picture while I'm talking about this.
Oh, my God.
They in the future Flash, they obviously had to make Barry Allen look different from 2017 to 2024. So they put a wig on him. And it
just took you right out. Huh?
A little bit, yeah. It was a little silly.
What kind of hairstyle was it? What kind of hairstyle was it?
If I Goku from the movie they did, not from the cartoon when it was red, but like from the one where Justin Chatwin played him.
So that was like a future. That's supposed to be like the future.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Whoa, that suit is badass. Holy shit.
Okay, there's one of his hair. But yeah, but the new suit they have on
Barry
Allen.
What the hell? Why can't they do this stuff?
It's so gnarly. I mean, in all the best possible ways. It's just.
Oh, that hair.
It's so
great. Hair is awesome.
Yeah, the wig is brutal. He looks like he goes to the same barber as Corey Feldman. You know what I mean? Like, they have the same wig.
Oh, God, yes.
Like,
yeah,
that's kind of what it looks like.
Okay, that future suit is. That's straight fire, man.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so good.
It is so good. It is a combination of, like, the 90s one and then the one they have now. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's so good. Like,
I love it.
That one would have been the perfect suit, but you know what the problem with that one is? There's not enough darkness on it.
Right. You know, colors are way too bright.
It's too bright, and there's not enough black. You know, I mean, it's just it doesn't work. It wouldn't work. It looks too much like the comic. I mean, really,
it doesn't
come
fit
on
in
now.
Snyder Vision.
This is good. It could only be on TV. I mean,
right.
Really.
Yeah, it would look silly on the big screen, being really bright red and full of hope and looking
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It looks so good. Another goofy thing they did, too, is when the two Flashes stood next to each other, they made Future Flash, like, 5 inches taller for some reason. I don't know. Oh. Maybe you hit another growth spurt in your early 30s that I'm not aware of, but... Other than that, dude, it was such a great episode.
I
watched it twice, because it was like, it was so good. It was good to have, like, the Flash, like, back to being, like, the Flash, you know, a bit. It's pretty rad.
Man, it's so bright. It's so good. That's a good suit.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
God, why would you do that? It's terrible.
I don't know. Yeah,
man. It
was... Huh. So, yeah, Brolin is Cable. I mean,
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
He's going to soak that role up and be
awesome. He's apparently signing on for multiple movies, too, so he is going to be a part of the X-Force team and all that. And we also have a release date for New Mutants. Like, we knew Dark Phoenix, like, we got a release date for that, and we knew that was coming. But New Mutants, you know, that's a little bit of a surprise. Have you heard anything about if Xavier is going to be in it or not?
I have heard nothing about New Mutants.
Like, you can't find anything of it? Yeah.
No.
Is that worrisome that they've announced it but we can't hear anything about, like, a possible, you know, anybody or characters or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe like slow roll, you know, info out, kind of like what Marvel does, and how we're end up talking about freaking Marvel every single sinking podcast. True. But you know, like if you slow roll it out, where like even like Deadpool 2, oh, we got Domino, you know, yeah. Oh, we got Brolin. Okay, right. Now what's next? You know, who's going to be the villain? That kind of thing, or you know, or is
God, who is going to be the villain?
Deadpool going to be the villain? That kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because I mean, he is kind of a villain, so
a little bit,
a little anti-hero thing going on here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, as long as they keep people talking about stuff, that's what they want.
That's the important thing, right? Is just to keep the buzz up about it.
Yeah.
Keep the people.
Yeah, because as soon as you know what it is, if you'll notice, if a movie's bad, no one talks about it, it goes to shit. It, you know, it's done.
Right.
But if a movie's good, okay, people talk about it. But like the lead up to the movie, all the little things, that gets more hype and more news stories about the movie and sells the movie more than the actual movie could ever.
Yeah.
Do. Very, you know, true. Like we are actually part of the Marvel and DC media team.
How dare you? I mean, it's a very valid point, but you know, still. But, yeah.
You know, because we're constantly selling it to
constantly. But only because it deserves it.
I know, because so who would have thought, like you say, like, who would have thought in our time that we would see something where there's this massive collaboration to get these comic stories out?
Yeah, between multiple studios. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nuts. You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, good for us. I don't know how much longer this thing's going to last, but I'm excited for it.
Ride that gravy train.
Oh, man, I hope they keep churning them out. Well, speaking of, keep churning them out. The Last Jedi trailer dropped too.
That one.
I can't stop watching it.
That one was very light on details, but heavy on, like, you know,
heavy on money shots. I feel not a lot of buildup, just heavy on stroke.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're really good at like leading you different ways. You know, like, oh,
the misdirection.
Well, yeah, like it's gonna be the end of the Force, and or you know, the end of the Jedi.
Right.
Well, sorta. You know, sorta, I guess.
Maybe like, oh, did you hear Luke? That's it. He's just gonna murder everybody.
Yeah.
You know, just pump your brakes, man.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be if you do like a Gray Order, the whole great thing about Star Wars is that it's a clear cut good versus evil, even though the Jedi are assholes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's clear cut. You know who's who.
Right.
And that makes it simple, and people like that. But if you start going, well, there's a gray, and, you know, the Jedi should marry, and they should actually embrace, like, emotion, and, you know, and the dark side, you know, a little bit of the dark side. Right. I don't know. Where do you go from there? But, I mean, people like that too, but maybe not as much as the really clear cut, you know, good versus the purest, evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. What's that saying? It's Star Wars is for all fans, but Star Trek is for smart fans. Is that?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds right.
I've heard that a time or two. I mean, it seems a bit fucked up because, you know, I do love both, but I think because I love Star Wars more, does that make me stupider? I don't know. I hope not.
I don't know about stupider. Maybe, God, I don't want to say this.
More full of hope?
Less I don't want to say. I'm not going to say it. My wife will smack me.
Less on the spectrum. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, less. All
right. There's more science.
Absolutely.
Involved in Star Trek, right?
Yeah, whereas, hands down.
You know, Star Wars is just a straight up. I mean, it's written by George Lucas, so it can't be that smart, right? I mean,
yeah, right.
It's, you know, it's what is it? Flash. It's Flash Gordon with lightsabers. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
I did love Flash Gordon.
Yeah, which kind of like Thor Ragnarok is kind of like Flash Gordon too.
It
like,
really has that feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, super colorful, weird. You know, like Oh, we didn't even talk about like Jeff Goldblum. Oh man.
Oh yeah, holy
he's
shit.
He's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
and I love the fact that he's blown the collector's up too, brother.
Man. Yeah, he's quirky enough. Like he and Del Toro, like they're really their own guys. Like you really like when you go to see them in movies, you don't go to see them like they don't become the other guy like a Daniel Day-Lewis, you know what I mean? Or Tom Hardy, where they just kind of, they mold into whomever, you know what I mean? They're just, you know, Goldblum and Del Toro, they are who they are 24/7, but that's why people go to watch these guys, because it's just, oof, there's something about, they're almost ethereal, you know what I mean? Like, they should be made of mist. Like, they're not real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just stare at them and, oh, yeah, and they're amazing. Yeah, but both of them as these two brothers, like, it's terrific.
Yeah, my wife has a super crush on Jeff Goldblum.
I do, too. I don't blame her.
I know. Oh, God, what was I going to say? Oh, the Jude Law thing. Was it Jude Law? No. Oh, we were talking about Kingsman. Right,
yeah.
The Kingsman.
Oh no, we haven't brought that up yet.
Oh, well, me and my wife were talking about it earlier, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like Colin Firth, and like she likes that movie because of him, and because she wants to bone him, right? So
he was really, dude. That church scene, man, dude.
Well, was she like the one where he's in the bar, and he just smacks the people with the umbrella?
With his umbrella, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the one when he murdered about 80 people with inside 90 seconds. That was pretty dope. Dude, I couldn't believe that scene I was seeing. And he looks like he actually, you know, I don't know how good their effects were, but he looks like he was in there for a good bulk of that John Wick kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stuff he was tossing around.
The only reason that scene is okay in my eyes is because of the people he's murdering. And I think they did, you know, they deliberately did that. Too.
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah, they made those people awful, terrible people.
Well, who do you think they'd be if they made that movie today? You know what I mean?
I wonder.
Right, yeah.
Hmm.
Right. Speaking of terrible shitstorms, Cameron announced dates again for every other Avatar sequel starting in December 2020, 21, 2024, and then 2025.
Yeah, by that time, everyone will give a shit about it. You know? That's so far away, man.
Why the gap in between, you know, you go from 2020 to 2021, which I understand, but then from 2024 to 2025, if they're filming them all concurrently, like, why the big,
I don't know.
The big gap there, too?
Massive post-production.
What else could this guy really bring to the movie experience that needs to, you know what I mean? He's like, I feel like he's completely George R. R. in this shit. Like, he's just going to keep stringing it out until, you know,
he
shuffles the mortal coil and then he's out.
You know? He might be, right, because he might be, because he's got a blank check. Well, he's got millions and millions and millions of dollars, but he got a blank check from the studio, you know, to make these movies because they made so much money that maybe he doesn't have any ideas, and maybe he's like, you know, just kind of twiddling
just
his thumbs.
Keeps checking Reddit to see if anyone posted any good shit. He's like, that sounds awesome.
He's constantly, maybe he's secretly bankrolling his, you know, his deep sea dives from Avatar funds.
Well, he did promise underwater scenes in the new one, didn't he?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be like mostly based underwater, the second one, I think.
The entire thing is mostly. So does that mean it's not going to be Na'vi? Like, can they swim underwater and like breathe underwater? All that, or is it going to be different creatures?
Yeah,
creatures,
I think it's going to be different aliens. I'm not sure. Really? You know, that's the thing. Like,
nobody really fucking knows. Yeah,
right, you know, like since he loves the deep sea and stuff, I'm sure he's down there filming and whatever. Maybe he's going to film on like 12K cameras or some new format that has to be like invented.
I think he's just going to film it on like a really old school, like 8mm camera. And he's going to put it in the trunk of an old Datsun and just drive it to like a handful of states and show it at old drive-ins.
Yeah. This is the new experience.
Yeah. And then he's going to burn it and no one can ever see it again. Yeah.
He's going to pull a Neil Young where he's like constantly saying, this is the real way to watch a movie or the real way to listen to music.
Every time someone splashes, he goes like right on your face, just so you can really get his sense of direction.
Yeah.
How much do you think he could charge for a movie ticket if that was the case? If he showed Avatar 2 once and then burned it?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sure, you know, the super billionaires would pay whatever to see it because, you know, everyone's super rich in the future.
But you'd have one asshole selling his house or something ridiculous like that trying to get in to see this movie, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, for some reason, like, there was just a massive... huge following for Avatar. People love the shit out of that movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But even so, like, I don't know how much their love extends for this long. I mean, it's been already like,
it was 2009 the first one came out.
I don't know how long ago was it? 8 years ago? And then you're gonna wait till 2024 and 2020, and I don't know, man. That's a long time. Hello?
You still rolling?
Yep.
Tight, me too.
I love the Skype. How would you rate your overall quality of this call?
Poor.
How about fucking very bad?
Dude, that's exactly what I look at. Like, fuck you. How would you rate that? Fucking eat me. How about that's how I rate it. Jesus.
Call ended unexpectedly. Send feedback. Eat
maybe
shit.
It got bored about us talking to this camera. We did. But no, yeah, it last one came out in 2009. So, I mean, you know, how much of a fucking gap does this people have to put up with?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
But I'm sure, like, all the cosplayers have that stuff in their garage just waiting for it to come back out so they can paint themselves blue and be like, I'm a Navi. And then it's,
break
guess
out,
what?
Like, the half stilts and you can
it
just
won't
go
be Navi.
Around.
It'll be some other weird creature from...
like a fish, like a half fish critter.
But they'll be orange. So because the orange and the blue are on the opposite spectrum, so the color.
Oh, yeah.
So that instantly makes your eyes go, yes, it's awesome.
That's a great call, actually.
Yes, the color wheel. Fabulous color wheel.
It's very important, actually.
Yeah, just go the opposite ends and you're good to go.
But you're right there, like, I don't know what these guys are talking about right now.
Yeah, fucking, what?
I use that for my hair color choices, actually, believe it or not.
The color wheel?
Oh, yeah.
Do you use your wife's color wheel? Is that what you're doing?
No, I Google.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would assume she probably has a color wheel, right?
I don't.
Or do you just Google? She just Google it.
I think she might just have that shit memorized, actually.
Oh, yeah. I can't memorize that stuff. No way.
Yeah, it's too much detail. Way too
or
much.
Like which colors make which colors.
Yeah, the complementary colors and like the mixing and all that. Yeah, I gotta look that up. I got no clue. I'm lost beyond that.
Thanks,
so going
YouTube.
Back to Kingsman, we got a trailer for the sequel that I wear, The Golden Circle. I gotta admit, I always kind of cringe when I see Channing Tatum in a trailer. But then they showed me Jeff Bridges and it kind of went away.
So that's what sold you? The dude sold you?
I mean, well,
was it Jeff Bridges or?
Yeah. I was going to see this movie anyway. I mean, you know, even though it's loosely based on the comic and all that, I loved the first movie. It was one of my top films, you know, of the year and all that. I still watch it with glee and joy. It's just visually, it's just so. It's like it's on a John Wick level or like a Kick-Ass level, just where the action scenes are just so over the top and it's so in your face and it's just so. Fucking just, it's a blur. Like, if you blink, you're gonna miss a million kicks and punches. So you gotta watch just, you know, eyes open and glued to the screen. But it's ridiculous. It's incredible. I loved it. So very excited for this new one. But like I said, seeing Channing Tatum, it's like, you know. I try to cut the guy some slack because, you know, I do complain about him when I see him in trailers. But then I watch the movie, it's like, well, he wasn't that bad. So I don't really know why I'm so hesitant to get on the Channing Tatum train.
Yeah, he's good in everything, dude.
Yeah, he really is.
He's good.
I should just jump on.
Yeah. He's funny and he can be serious. And god damn
serious?
It, is he good looking?
He is very pretty. But can he be serious though? I don't know if I've seen him in anything serious yet.
He can
or
be
Magic
serious.
Mike, that was serious, but I never saw that. But that was supposed to be a drama, right?
Yes. So like the first one, yeah, sort of. Like the first one
you
is
were
pretty.
Picking that those words very carefully.
Yeah, I mean it's like. It's hard to say it's a drama, but it has some pretty serious stuff in it. And, like, I don't know. It's I would say he's a little
serious. It's not all ass shaving and push-ups like I'm imagining.
No, nope, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Although I just saw the Louis C.K. or Louis C.K. Comedy special, and there's a section in there where he's talking about Matthew McConaughey in Magic Mike.
Oh, the new one on Netflix, right?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. you gotta hear that.
I will
I recommend that. I recommend that a lot.
So he talked about it. He's talking about how sexy Matthew McConaughey is.
Oh my God,
so
sexy.
That,
you know, he's like afraid the fact that he's actually gay because he's so excited about Matthew McConaughey.
I get that. I think everybody's got a guy like that. You see him, it's like, wow, that's a good looking dude.
Man.
Yeah.
But it's
I think if Ewan McGregor winked at me and smiled, that I might just fall into his arms.
She'd be like, oh, Ewan, oh my God.
Yeah. I really would. We'd just wear thick kimlet sweaters and live off the coast of Ireland somewhere. It'd be rad.
Well, and then you take motorcycle trips across Asia and stuff and do that.
Yeah, he'd have to dig me in a sidecar, though. I don't think I'm very good at a motorcycle.
He would teach you. I'm
oh,
sure.
See, that's why he's such a great guy.
Yeah, take you under his wing.
Right. Oh, if only. So anyway, back to Goldblum. This guy's having a hell of a year. Jurassic World 2 is getting ready to start production, and Dr. Ian Malcolm, ladies and gentlemen, is coming back to the franchise. Goldblum himself is returning. Dude.
Yeah, what are they going to do, a whole Lost World thing where he's kind of like saving the day and stuff?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, I love Jeff Goldblum, you know, dearly. If I don't think he's going to be doing a lot of running, this motherfucker. He's a bit, you know what I mean? He's a senior statesman.
Yeah.
You know, if I could put it politely. So I don't know if he's going to be more like the guy in the control room, like giving him notes, or obviously he's going to be in a car at one point and say, the let's go fast. Like, that's got to come up, right? Like his line or whatever.
Yes. Well, maybe he's going to be like some, like, maybe he's the president of the United States or some shit.
Oh, you know, like, yeah.
some huge high up politician or something.
Right.
Although that doesn't really fit with his, like,
with his rock star kind of vibe.
Yeah. But maybe he was trying to change things, make things better for science and math.
Right. Yeah.
But now he has to deal with dinosaurs all over the world.
Dinosaurs. Yeah, that's, man, it's crazy.
What are they going to do with that movie?
I don't know. I have no, like, if there's like a hidden island or if more dinosaurs break out, I have no idea.
If there's another freaking hidden island, so you're going to say it's The Lost World 2?
Probably.
So it's Jurassic Park, The Lost World 2. So,
yeah.
Or oh, God.
Or maybe that's the only way it could happen is they had to be developing dinosaurs somewhere else in a different site. And then they escape. You know what I mean? Because there's no other way. Like, they could do it, right?
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with it.
That
no
has
Michael
to be.
Crichton,
or,
so who knows?
Because B.D. Wong, like, you know, the nefarious, you know, evil genius from Jurassic World, like, he bolted. So he could have had a case full of those Barbasol shaving cream cans and, you know, gone and make a pack of dinosaurs on a different island somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, he's secretly been, like, putting them out in Africa.
Yes.
And they're just, like, living in the Congo, eating gorillas and shit. And mm-hmm. fucking... They massively reproduce.
He's going to say that he, at the end of Jurassic World, there's going to be some kind of a setup to where he's going to try to take the dinosaurs to Skull Island. And then, you know, it'll be Jurassic Park versus King Kong. And then you get Godzilla in there, too. And then it's just lizard on monkey. And
oh, God.
It's going to get pretty
I'm pretty
intense.
Sure the size of the Godzilla one, the new remake one, he would obliterate any dinosaur ever.
So he's supposed to be proper, like, monster size?
Who, Godzilla in the...
No, the new King Kong.
Oh, no, he's not, like, as big as Godzilla.
That's what I mean, like, is he...
Oh, no,
like,
no, no, no.
Because they're supposed to fight, like, isn't that a movie that's coming up, is these...
Yeah,
these
I think
two
so.
Going at it?
But, like...
But King Kong isn't supposed to be the same size as Godzilla.
No, he's going to be more agile.
Oh, but a lot smaller.
Oh, yeah, a lot smaller.
Okay.
Yeah, which is dumb.
So, it'll be like Yoda fighting Dooku, like sort of.
Yeah, where he's hopping around, you know, swinging. He's gonna be swinging on skyscrapers, you know, kicking him in the face, and then
if it's just like the game Rampage, then sign me up.
Well, isn't there a new movie coming out with Rampage? Like,
yes, starring The Rock.
Development? Oh,
it's
my
The Rock.
God. Of course, it's starring The Rock. Everything stars The Rock.
I want to say Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in it too.
Is he going to be the reptile and The Rock is going to be the gorilla guy?
I'm like, they actually change into the monsters?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would
shit,
be awesome.
I forgot about that. Yes,
that
that's
awesome.
How. Oh my God.
Because that's the game, right? You change back and then you get stomped by the other person.
Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. Then you Hulk down. And you're back to
And
your
then
dude.
There's the other one was a wolf, I think. There was a wolf, a gorilla, and a reptile.
You're absolutely correct, sir. Yep.
Yeah. And you get to eat the people, and that scores more points and, like, fixes your life.
Yeah. You can't eat a bomb because it gives you indigestion.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They just don't make them like that anymore, right? That or, like, did you ever play Mutant League Football?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. One of the greatest video games possibly ever. For those of you unaware, there were certain special plays you could call up. You could bribe a referee. You could annihilate said referee. You could break a quarterback's leg. I mean, it was the gnarliest football game ever, but it was so
I think
so
the NFL
fun.
Poo-pooed that one.
Like, is that when they shut down pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, what a crying shame.
Yeah, it's like, what was it, the NFL Blitz?
Was that the one where you could send coke and hookers to your opposing team's hotel room and all that?
I don't know. That was probably the XFL one. I don't know.
No, there was a game with Lawrence Taylor where it was supposed to be like a real-life NFL experience. I'm not bullshitting.
Oh, my God. No, I have no idea.
And it was out probably like 2004, 2005-ish where you could do that. Like, you could choose to give your guy like the needle to have him get back in a game. I mean, it was insane. But I think... It might have only lasted the one game, maybe two.
The Varsity Blues him? you know, or what is it, Johnny Knox, or whatever the hell the guy's name was, where they put juice him up, give him a shot.
Wasn't that Paul Walker, right?
No, it was Party of Five or Dawson's Creek guy.
Vanderbeek.
Yeah, Vanderbeek, yo.
Yeah.
Give him the shot.
God, what a terrible movie. I'm sure we have it wrong, too. I don't know. Well, it wasn't, Paul Walker was in the movie, though, wasn't he?
In that movie?
Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was the original quarterback that got injured.
Or am I thinking of Friday Night?
No. He got injured, and then Dawson's Creek friggin' that dude.
Joshua Jackson. Took,
No,
Vanderbeek.
No, Vanderbeek took his spot as the new quarterback and, like, took his girlfriend and,
okay, now I remember.
Billy Bob, you know, like, loved him and all that
stuff. Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want this life.
Didn't he? Oh, my God, that's right. And John Voight was trying to be Southern, too. Wow.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wow, yeah, what a fucking shithouse of a film. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oddly enough, I don't know if you could believe it, I've only seen it once.
Oh, really? Although, what's his, hit the cheerleader girlfriend, she had the whipped cream bikini in that.
Was it Allie Larder? Right?
Yeah, but like, you know, Chris from, Evans spoofed that in, what is it, Not Another Teen Movie.
Holy shit, that was Chris Evans, wasn't it?
Chris Evans had the banana sundae.
Oh, wow, man. That was Captain America.
Captain America with the banana sundae. Yeah. Huh. Oh, God.
Boy, I'm going to have to get to Photoshopping. I'll tell you that. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely terrific. I can't wait. I really can't wait. One thing I think I can wait for, they're kind of getting universally panned so far, even though they're in pre-development, is the Universal Monster movies, the Universal Pictures Monster Universe they're relaunching.
The Mummy and Creature Black Lagoon.
Yep,
and
Mummy, the Creature Black Lagoon, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They also have The Invisible Man, Van Helsing, and Bride of Frankenstein so far. Oh, and Javier Bardem, he's playing Frankenstein's monster, right? Yes, he is.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So you got Russell Crowe as Dr. Hyde. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, yeah. You got Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man, but you'll still be able to smell him. and no one has been cast yet as the Wolfman, Van Helsing, or Bride of Frankenstein. But apparently, one, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is pretty far along considerations for being the Wolfman.
Isn't Tom Cruise's character in The Mummy like essentially the Van Helsing guy?
That's what I thought, but they specifically mentioned Van Helsing, you know, a separate Van Helsing character. Like, he's apparently got a movie of his own in development, so I think they might keep Cruise around for a bit. But apparently, there's gonna be a new. It has to be someone young. Like, they have Cruise,
not a Hugh Jackman.
No.
Reoccur, do Van Helsing again.
Oh, man.
Remember that shitstorm? Like, God.
Yeah, I have really mixed feelings about that movie.
There's so many good things that could have been in that. You know, like,
yeah.
There's, like, good scenes in it.
But
as a whole, there's just so much CGI and just the story is really bad.
But not good CGI. Like, it felt bad for the time, like, specifically.
Yeah. Did not hold up at all.
No.
That was, like, I was watching Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Oh, wow.
And that has probably the worst modern CGI I've seen. And even though at the time when I saw it in the theater, I was like, man, this is so good. But now I'm watching it and I'm like, oh.
That was the one starring Jack Black, right? And Adrian Brody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, God. Yeah, the CGI, like the running through the dinosaur scene, you know, from the dinosaurs in that cave or that valley.
There were T-Rexes there, weren't there?
Yeah, there might as well be just like us running a green screen. Like, you know, it's just us. Like, right. You know. It's that bad. Like, but at the time when it came out, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, but not so much. Doesn't quite hold up. Yeah, it's got to be someone younger who can carry like the franchise after, you know, Cruise. Because I mean, again, nothing against the guy. I mean, you know, he's still in all his Mission Impossible movies. I mean, he's doing what he does. You know, he's out there. And he looks like he's in great shape for this one again because the guy does do action well. But you know, eventually he's gonna have to step down. So it's got to be someone like in their 20s. You know, who can ride this out for a couple of movies.
You know what I mean? But they have to be able to carry,
yeah,
you know, like, essentially this franchise, right? Because Van Helsing is going to be the main good guy, I guess?
I'd imagine.
Right? I mean...
But I don't think, you know, the Wolfman, if it's The Rock, it's obviously not going to be a bad... You know what I mean? He's not going to... In his first movie, he's not going to murder a bunch of folks. It's going to be when he's Black Adam. He's going to be, like, the likable Wolfman.
That's a shame.
He's going to be down drinking margaritas, and his hair's going to be perfect. You know what I mean?
They're going to reverse Monster Squad it?
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. They... Yep.
Yep.
If they're talking to The Rock, there's no way the Wolfman is going to be... it's not going to be the Wolfman.
They're actually gonna battle kids that are evil. Right. These kids are... They're
secretly... Do they just make the Wolfman Krampus, essentially, and just he talks to Santa, and he gets the 411 on yeah. the bad kids, and
yeah,
the
Monster Squad rolls. Yeah, he's going to go spank them and stuff.
Yeah.
Monster Squad, I loved that movie growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane Black did that one, didn't he?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Excellent movie.
And the effects hold up still today.
It does.
They're all
it
practical.
Really
does. Seems like practical effects are what people are doing more so now. You know, like even they said the Shane's Black's new Predators is going to have more practical yeah. stuff.
But I mean, and the one that the last one with Adrian Brody, I mean, you know, there was a lot of practical enemy. There was you know, granted, there had to be some CGI for like the little half dog predator monsters they had and all that. But by and large, it was a lot of, you know, just monster dudes in suits. So
yeah, it's way easier to like have the practical effects and then just maybe fix them post
right.
with CGI if you have to, like you know, spruce them up a bit.
Yeah.
Than to completely just do a CGI character.
Well, unless you have like, you know, Andy Serkis doing the. Green screen stuff for you, then you just let that dude roll. So do you think they go practical with the creature, or do they go CGI, or a good mix?
No, I think with that one you could do practical.
Probably good bulk of that shit, couldn't you?
It looks great. The original movie looks great.
Right.
You know that creature looks great then.
Yeah.
Just imagine now.
Work.
You know, like the creature effects now are just
anybody
light
can
years
face
ahead
off.
Of that. Yeah, seriously, anybody right. for face off.
Yeah,
you know, like, but even just cosplayers are so good
mm-hmm.
at reproducing this stuff. It's like, yeah, why not do practical? And if you have to fix it up a little bit, you know, CGI where you like say make his mouth open more or his gills
right.
move more, like that kind of thing. Well, then
like
just
what
do it
they
that
did
way.
For Voldemort. Like in all the Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah. Where like just little add-ons, you know, just enough to make it. You know, separate it, you know?
Right?
But because practical ultimately looks better,
it does.
The both of them together looks way better than just straight up green screen. You know?
Yeah. Well, there's another monster movie that is a little more near and dear to our hearts. Specifically, they are going to do a remake of The Fly again.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the writer director J.D. Dillard. He had a movie called Slate.
Yeah.
That it got bought up by Blumhouse and the WB Studios for distribution rights. So I mean, it's not a knock against the movie, but I don't know if you've seen anything else that the WB Studios has put out. They don't have a great track record for movies, but the horror movies they have put out, the two Sina Wee movies they put out with Kane the wrestler.
Yeah, yep.
Where he played Jacob Goodnight. I don't know if you've seen either one of these. The first one was good. The second one was definitely way better. You know, because they had a better cast. Like, the first one did, you know, did fairly well and all that. So they do okay horror movies sometimes. They also did the Leprechaun prequel. And I don't know if you saw that, but I can tell you wholeheartedly to skip it.
Oh really?
Yeah, don't even waste. He's not even a leprechaun. It's like it's like they took like a gremlin and they kind of plumped him up a bit and made him like red and covered him in slime but they gave him the effect of like the Children of the Corn monster. It was just like a gopher burrowing dirt. It was so odd. But it wasn't like, you know, like a Warwick Davis like proper leprechaun, like, you know, it was complete dog shit. Don't even waste your fucking time. It was
terrible.
Really bad. Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible. So, I mean, you know, this could be good, this could be bad. I haven't seen Slight or heard anything about it. I mean, is this one on your radar at all?
No.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Fly remake? I mean, especially given that, you know, I mean, the Fly 86 with Goldblum and Gina Davis, like, it still stands up. Like, it's...
Yeah, so, so this is the problem, right? Like, you've got three amazing... Well, more than three. You've got a lot of amazing people involved in that original movie.
Well, not to mention the Vincent Price one, too, on top of that.
Yeah. Right, so you've got, like, iconic people.
Right.
And I feel like this guy is probably just going to just make it grosser.
Yeah.
You know, although I'm still excited to see what he's going to do, I just feel like that's like the natural thing that most of these people that remake stuff, like, well, what can we do that's different that's going to set us apart?
Right.
Well, we'll just make it gorier. I'm like, oh, man.
More slime, more blood.
It was probably as gory as you're going to get, you know, back in the 80s.
Dude.
Like, you don't need to go any gorier. You just, maybe just a different spin on it.
They can't beat cock in a jar, man. They can't do it. You know what I mean? It can't be done. It can't be done.
Yeah. I don't think you're topping that now.
You can't.
But, you know, like, you just, if they don't remake it and just make it gorier, don't pull a Psycho remake where it's a shot for shot remake and you just made it color.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that. Don't waste our time. Okay. Do something where, do what Cronenberg did. He kind of like he made it different from the original, you know.
Yeah.
Like he made it his own. Like, you've got to make it your own, and you can't just rehash stuff. Although it seems to work for a lot of franchises where you just rehash stuff and, you know, people eat it up and buy it and whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to try to find this Slight movie somewhere and check it out if I can.
Is that the? That's not the new one. It's out already, right? That's not the one that's in theaters.
I got no clue. Or is that... I know people are talking about The Void a lot, right?
Oh,
have you seen that one?
I have not seen it, but I want to terribly. It looks so incredibly awesome. It's so right up my alley. Oh, my God. Just weird-ass horror. Like, it's like...
Oh, shit. Wait, no, I take that back. I've seen a trailer for this movie. It looks fucking awesome. Slight, yes.
Slight, yeah.
Yes, yes, I've seen a trailer for this. It looks like it's going to be
so
great.
So this is the one that's in theaters now.
Yeah.
Right, where it's like some sort of, not superhero, but he's got powers.
Very much.
But
yeah,
it's a horror movie and,
yeah,
you know, but it's also like a... You know, like a crime. It's a weird slate of things. You know,
it's everything mixed into one. Like, this kid learned street magic seemingly just to kind of, you know, just have a hustle and pay some bills and all that. Well, in the process of doing this, he learns actual magic.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's a superhero inspired movie, like, you know, people come to get him and his family. He uses his magic to save the day. So it's a lot of genres put together. Yeah. So, okay, I take back what I said about W Studio shit. This is obviously one of their good ones because, yeah, I want to see
this. And this one's a bigger release. This is actually being released. You know, in theaters, I think like maybe like 2,000 theaters or something, which is a pretty big release.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, a wide, but
yeah.
But yeah.
No,
like,
yeah, I'll definitely. Yeah. I saw a trailer for this the other day. It was like, dude, I got to check that out.
Yeah, me too. And like, have you seen The Void yet though?
No, I haven't.
God, I want to do so bad.
You get, you know, the people whose opinions I guess I would trust before I actually plunk down some money and see a movie, like, they're split. Some people are like, oh, it's good. Other people are like, oh, it sucks shit. So I was like, well, I don't know where that leaves me. I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It looks awesome. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
You know,
is it available for streaming yet, or is it still just theaters?
It's, you can rent it.
You can.
I thought it was, last time I almost got it, it was on iTunes, but it was $7 because it was still in theaters.
Yeah. So if it's in the $4.99 range, then that'd probably be a good renter. Oh, look at that, $4.99 on Amazon.
Hey, there it is.
Boom. All right, you and Amazon. I guess I know what I'm watching tonight.
Yeah, supposedly it's awesome, but
I hope. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be getting harder these days to put out quality horror movies. Have you seen all the Insidious movies?
I saw the first two.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. You know, I don't remember it that much, but like, I remember the first one being almost two completely separate movies.
Basically, like, the first 45 minutes of that movie are really terrifying, and then once he goes into the other realm
or whatever,
the shadow domain or whatever the fuck they call it, it gets a little silly. But I will say this: Insidious 2 was, you know, good because it explains, you know, the Gray Lady and all that. It gives you some more context. But it's Insidious 3, wow. It brings the franchise back around, and it makes me excited to see Insidious 4 because it focuses mainly on just Lin Shaye and her other two guys, like her ghost hunting team. And it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's really fucking
cool. Oh, it's already on Netflix? Okay.
Yeah. I think because that one came out in 2015, and 4 comes out like soonish. Like it's in development. They're working on it. So This one's supposed to focus more on the time in between the fourth one, in between the events of the third one and when she meets Patrick Wilson. So they're really trying to span like the whole.
Have you seen Green Inferno?
Not yet. It's on my list.
Oh my God. I almost want to say.
That's the Anton Yelchin, Patrick Stewart one, right?
No, Green Inferno is the...
Oh, I'm thinking of Green Room.
No, yeah, Green Room is really great. I love Green Inferno.
The Eli Roth one.
Eli Roth one, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
No, I haven't done
yeah,
that. No.
Yeah, I think this only solidifies the fact that Eli Roth is completely overrated, and I honestly don't know how he still gets work. But probably because... He makes stuff cheap and it makes money, so it's probably gets work. But
well, he was a co-producer on Baywatch, like the movie with The Rock.
Oh God,
that's coming out
but,
soon.
But yeah, Green Inferno is not good.
It was almost supposed to be like a Cannibal Holocaust kind of ish movie, right?
Sort of, right? Yeah. That's enough. It's like, but the even the effects aren't good.
Right.
They're not like Cannibal Holocaust to me. Like those effects were way worse than Green Inferno. Green Inferno's effects were just kind of like, okay, it's gross to be gross. And then like his writing in that movie is just like, is that supposed to be a horror movie? Like, cause it's not at all. It was almost a joke in some spots. And it was more or less just cruel. And I think that's what Eli Roth's problem is
maybe that was his James cruel. That was his James Cameron money. He just got a check and he's like, "Well, we gotta go do something."
Yeah,
we already bought a PlayStation. We gotta go do something with the rest of this money.
Ugh. But yeah, I caught it on HBO and I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll check it out." And it was
but not worth
not,
it.
Not I wouldn't even waste your time.
Fair enough. So I will watch the
not
Void.
Recommended.
Avoid Green Inferno.
Yeah,
there's our official recommendations. We're gonna watch The Void, but avoid Green Inferno.
Yeah, do not see Green Inferno. Yeah. It's on HBO. Do not see it.
I've watched Rogue One twice and rolled right in to...
Oh, the New Hope?
To A New Hope right after.
Yeah,
that.
Hell yeah.
It's the best because you go from the Vader murder machine just to like A New Hope's like, oh my God, it's such an emotional like roller coaster, that portion right there, but fuck, is it worth it?
They should almost tack on that last 5 minutes to A New Hope or whatever.
They should. I really hope they do in some way or form. Just set it up to where you can just boop and just right into it.
Yeah.
That'd be so good. Someone's got to work on a supercut of that shit eventually and just put it together for us already.
Oh, no, they do. It's on YouTube.
Oh, they already have it?
God bless them. They've got that cut, yeah.
To YouTube.
It rolls right into it, yeah.
There we go. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, everybody, thanks again for checking us out. You can find Matt and I, everything we talked about, links to our social media, our videos, links to every podcast format we have available over at adamsnerds.com. That is adamsnerds.com. There's a contact page. You can all reach us at childrentheadams@gmail.com. On behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron.
Peace. God damn it, is he good looking?